we are here to hear parcel number 001-03494-002. I'm going to let the board introduce themselves and, or everybody in the room actually. And then Margaret will do the swearing in. And then what will happen is the assessor will go first.
Sure.
You will go second and then rebut and questions after that. My name is Glenda Mudgett, Equalization Board.
Lou Ann Deer, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
Derek Peterson, Walker Law Firm.
Dale Wong, Blue Total Assessment.
Did you say Peterson?
Yes.
Okay, Margaret?
Witnesses, if you'll raise your right hand. I swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Okay, we're going to let Tass or the assessor go first.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We are here on parcel 001-03494-002, owned by Arkansas Bug Busters. The property was purchased in the fifth month of 2020 for $450,000. We had a value on there of $1,931,450. Since then, I have reduced the value to $1,248,984. We had the building priced as a fraternal building, and I have changed it to a low-cost church. It was built as a church, and, you know, reading the Marshall Swift descriptions, it should be low-cost. I just want to point out that we don't put things on for what they bought and sold for. If you were on this one, it'd be $22.01 a foot. I mean, we'd be talking the price of a warehouse. This is much nicer than a warehouse. It was built in 2004. And if my understanding is correctly, there's a Baptist church renting the larger part of it. And a smaller part is rented by a Spanish church, I believe it was. And looking on the internet, this thing is also used for weddings and receptions and birthdays and conventions and whatever. And to tell you the truth, that's about all I got on this. We ran cost on it. You know, you start getting these wedding venues, it's very hard to stabilize the income on them. And I wasn't even told that was, you know, all I was told was the church is renting it. So I didn't even really consider the income.
Assessor, do you have any questions? Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. Like I mentioned, my name is Derek. I'm here on behalf of the owner, Mr. Kaiser. At first note, as the gentleman who preceded me noted, that the current valuation by the assessor is a little over $1.9 million. I was unaware until he said it has been reduced to $1.2 million-ish. But that doesn't discredit the fact that, first, the property was purchased for $450,000, like you mentioned, in May 2020. It was on the market for 9 months. And it's our position that in that nine-month span, the property value did not go up four times the purchase price in that 1 year, and certainly not to $1.9 million. Additionally, upon all our information and belief, there were no offers on the property in the duration of that time. It was initially listed for $990,000, decreased to $590,000, and then ultimately purchased for $450,000 in the absence of any offers. As another point, that is a general matter, the property is not extremely apt for commercial use and would likely not see much commercial use. And moreover, much of the property is acreage or land. Moving forward, the property has been appraised by Mr. Alex McIntosh of the Mac Valuation Group, who's here today, at a value, market value of $610,000. Again, that's far lower than the county's valuation. I would also note in the packets we provided, in that front left sliver or pocket, there is, for comparison, I'd also note a similar property, which is a church located off I-30 in Little Rock. And that's that copy of that listing. Now, it would be approximately $10 million to produce a property such as that, yet it's listed, as you'll note, to 60,000 square feet, $50 a square foot, and a sale price of $3 million. Now, the difference there between $10 million to produce and a sale price of only $3 million is dictated to the by the market and reflects the market reaction, which is analogous to the Mr. Kaiser's property at issue here. So, all that said, given the nature of Mr. Kaiser's property, market conditions, purchase price, as well as the appraised value by Mr. McIntosh, we believe that the value as set forth by the county is unreasonable and grossly exceeds the true market value of this property. So, as you all noted, I have here with me today to kind of discuss in a little more detail and give some further comments, or Mr. Harold Palmer of ERA Team Real Estate, as well as Mr. Alex McIntosh of Mac Valuation Group, and I believe Mr. Palmer, he'll give some brief comments as well, followed by Mr. McIntosh as to some of his findings with the valuation, which I also, as I noted to some of you, within those packets is the summary within the evaluation. It's long, so I also provided full larger copies for you to flip through as well as we go along, but I think there's one here as well. But Mr. Palmer, do you have some brief comments?
Hello, Harold Palmer with ERA. The property, I can't really see it being a commercial property, mainly because the location is way off the road on Highway 64. You can barely even see the property from the highway. I mean, if it was a lot closer, it would be a little bit more, but the location of it, where it's at right now, I really don't see the 1.9 at all. And it was on the market as far as I know. Johnny Mitchum had it listed, and he did not tell me of any other offers that were on the property.
Board, thank y'all for having me. My name is Alex McIntosh, and the reason I'm here today is I'm a certified general appraiser, licensed in Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. I've appraised complex and non-complex commercial properties in 9 states in my almost 20-year career. I hold both the MAI and CCIM designations, and I'm a former governor-appointed board member of the State Licensing Board, as well as a 2-time president of the Arkansas chapter of the Appraisal Institute. My father, Matt McIntosh, was the Pulaski County Assessor for 22 years And I literally grew up in equalization hearing, so I'll keep this short and sweet. To be clear, as an appraiser under federal and state law, I'm not allowed to advocate for any property, for any person. The only thing I can advocate for is my conclusion. I'm also not allowed to be biased in my job, and I say that because in tax appeal work, you often get clients that want a contingent fee. Like, you save me $10,000, I'll give you 10%. It's not allowed, and we would never accept that. I just want to put that out there. Now, Mr. Kaiser reached out to me approximately 1 month ago with the request to perform an appraisal on the property in question. I have no current or prospective value interest in the property. And the crux of this case comes down to two things. As an appraiser, we have a myriad of tools and methodologies that we can deploy. But on this case in particular, the two things are obsolescence and the prior listing and sale of the property. Now, in front of you, you'll find a copy of the entirety of my report. If you suffer from insomnia, I'd recommend you take a deep dive into it. And I fully agree with the county's assertion on the cost. In fact, if you look at my report, I pegged the cost closer to $2 million. I will completely concede that. However, one must take into account depreciation, which the Dictionary of Real Estate Appraisal defines as the loss in value from any source. Now, first, the history of the property. The subject was listed again for approximately 9 months from August 19 until the first quarter of 2020 for $909,000. After 3 months at $990,000, the property was reduced to $590,000. And, quote, no bona fide or serious offers were noted during that time. So again, we know where cost is at $2 million, right? And the listing agent is lowering it to $600,000, where it sat for five more months. So there's definitely a gap there. I think we can all agree. In May 2020, Mr. Kaiser offered a price of $450,000, which was subsequently accepted. And so we have to explain that disparity from $450,000 to $2 million. This brings me back to obsolescence. Now, we all understand the concept of depreciation to some degree, I believe. But depreciation is generally thought of as wear and tear, you know, carpet, roof, stuff like that, paint. But one item of depreciation that most people and some appraisers don't always take into account is obsolescence, which is defined as an element of depreciation resulting from superadequacy. Superadequacy is an excess in quality of a structural component that the market recognizes. A good allegory for this to understand it is, say, we've all seen huge mansions, right? $5 million, $10 million mansions that have gold-plated sinks, gold-plated toilets, marble everywhere, wine cellars, elevators. I've seen marble ceilings. I mean, but is the market going to recognize that if you go to offer that home for sale? And the answer is, to some degree. Is it going to be $0? No. Is it going to be the full cost? No, it's going to be somewhere in the middle, and that's what we're seeing here is, you know, without this listing history, we would kind of be in the dark. But knowing this 2020 list history, there's something wrong with the property. And one way to explain that is, if you were to pick this property up and bring it about 7 miles west and set it next to UCA, that gap is going to close. Will it close all the way? I don't know, maybe. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with the building, but where it's at in the market, it's suffering from this type of depreciation, which is, again, super adequacy. Now, the sales data and analysis in my appraisal indicates the subject's market value to be $610,000. And thus, the difference in the cost, again, $2 million, and my concluded value, that is the measurement of obsolescence.
have any questions for him?
I do have one question. This said this building was renovated in 2018. Did you look inside the building?
Yes, sir. I made a full inspection. It was expanded.
Expanded, is that what it was?
Yeah, the majority of the building was constructed in 2018.
And the construction of it? Metal? What is it?
Pardon?
What pictures it is? It is a metal building, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's a Class S steel structure. If you'll go, about page 6 or 7 of the full report, we'll have those photographs in there. It is a very nice building. Absolutely.
Okay, and its current use is?
They have two churches occupying the structure under short-term lease agreements.
Okay. And so they do events.
Do we by chance know what those rents are?
Yes, ma'am. Approximately $7,000 a month growth.
And then how often is it rented out for other occasions?
I don't believe very often. I honestly probably not the correct person to answer that question.
Okay. Do you have any rebut?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
This property is 20,446 square feet.
That's right. How much? 24 what?
20,446 square feet.
Okay.
If it sat next to UCA, it wouldn't be on the market for long. Okay, UCA probably scarf it up and use it for something. This is not in Conway. It's out, like you said, out towards the rural. So, I mean, how long would something like that sit on the market? How many times would the price have to be reduced for somebody to buy it? I mean, it's just, there's not a lot of need for a 20,000 square foot building. And apparently a packet was passed out or something. I never have seen it. When I asked for a copy of the appraisal, I got 8 pages. Okay? 4 of the pages had writing on them. One of them said, this is what the value is. You know, I don't understand.
So you didn't get this, right, Dan?
Nope.
Okay.
We didn't either.
I mean, this appraisal was for $913,000. The brief conversation I had with Mr. Kaiser was somebody in real estate told him that appraisal was too high. Appraisal is opinion of value, folks. To try to measure what obsolescence would be is a very hard task. You can guess that if it was sitting somewhere else, it would sell for more. And as far as the commercial use, I think it was in December and again in August that we found there was weddings or some kind of something going on. And, you know, we were discussing that because it's kind of hard to think that a church is renting this place and on weekends or weekdays or weeknights, whatever, they're having weddings or receptions. I mean, somebody being there doing a lot of cleaning when it was done. That's why I didn't consider the income on this. like I said, these venues like this are very hard to lock down what the income is. It might be great 1 month, and the next month, terrible. It depends. Do you have any questions?
No. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Anybody? No questions? I think from here we'll discuss it and take everything into consideration, and we should have a letter within 10 days.
Certainly. Thank you all for your time. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. I'm going to continue. Okay. Ask before on the parcel number 999-00082-008.
Now known as.
It's right here.
Yeah, it's now known as that 600 number.
Now known as. Let me finish. 6011260. We have removed the late assessment penalties, and so it assessed without the penalties at 3,090. Also, for parcel number 999-00082-016, now known as 6011261, the assessment penalties have been removed. And the new assessed without penalties is $3,480. Anything else? And then we'll recess till, I believe, the next one at 2:00.
Did you want to remove all litigants from the courtroom so you can discuss this?
Yeah, currently. So we won't recess yet?
Well, you're still on record when you... Right. No.
Okay.
I might just want to ask all those involved.
Could we get everybody that was involved in this last one to remove... You didn't testify.
Yeah.
And we are not at recess. Make that state for the record. Okay. So Tess had come up with a new figure of
$1,248,984. I think it was
$1,984.
What did he say? Because I had missed it too.
It was $1,248,984.
Okay.
After they reduced. So I just wanted to see what everybody's comments were and if there was a motion for anything. Discussion?
I can say I'm very comfortable with that. I got to running a lot of these figures here. I mean, the actual cost approach from this appraisal the guys put in was about $116 a square foot cost. And I know we got to figure a lot on cost. I mean, that's what they figured this by. The sale he provided was a $50 a square foot sale, which,
yeah.
You know, I know he was trying to use that one. So the new value that the county's guys got is about $61 a square foot, which is. I think that's. pretty good myself now.
And especially we don't even know what they're doing on the other events and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we just know. That's why I asked for rent costs, which was
$7,000. What's the name of it? It has a sign out front that says that it's a
Family Event Center.
Well, anyway,
we want to make a motion. I make a motion. We go with prices value of $1,248,984.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Who did the second?
I did.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't look up.
That's okay.
You two sounded alike to me.
Okay, so for parcel number 001-03494-002, we're going to go with the task value of $1,248,984. Now we will recess. You want a cookie now?